Let's
Hey everybody, and welcome to another Reviews on the Twos, or whenever we decide to release these. I'm Jeremy, your host, aka the Big Boy, and with me is my brother, my right-hand man, my best friend other than my wife, Jason Sanchez Bukowski. Bro, how's it going?
tears. Like, that was beautiful. It's going good. Love doing these reviews with you.
I do too. I do too. Well, today we're going to review the latest album by our brothers in Rusty Ship. This
Yes.
is, what do they call it? Capsized Empire?
Capsized Empire. And first, I just want to say both AJ and Rusty have said that they want to come on once a year, and we haven't had them back on yet. So
I will get on that.
I'm looking at you. It's
I will
your
get that.
job. Get them
I will
on.
get on that. I will get on
Okay.
that. So,
But this is a part two. Two, they've got this trilogy coming out. Part one was,
Dark
what was
Side of
it?
the Ocean.
Dark Side of the Ocean. They got Capsized Empire, which is part two. And if you liked Dark Side of the Ocean, which I did,
Great album. Yep.
I love this kind of like, it's fun, but it's spiritual. And I'm telling you, go back and watch some of our older podcasts with Rusty Ship, and the way Russ's mind works is scary, and you can hear it
It is.
throughout. Like, it
It
is
is.
so lyrically sound, musically sound. It is fantastic. It can be goofy in a few spots, but it also has a seriousness to it, and it's got, like almost like some sea shanties in there. I mean,
Yep.
it is like the most eclectic, random music you can throw together on a CD and still have it work. Like, you listen to it, and once you get into it, you can't stop because you're like, what are these nutballs going to come up with next? Like, to see what comes out of Russ's mind again is frightening. But it's also beautiful.
And Russ and AJ are some of our favorite, again, some of our favorite people.
Yes.
I love the fact that it's a trilogy of concept albums,
Yes.
and this one picks right up where Dark Side of the Ocean left off
Yeah.
and continues the story. And the cool thing is too, is not only do they do it lyrically within the music and musically, but also the CD packaging picks up and tells us, continues the story. You
Yeah.
know, and then they actually wrote a song about themselves that was it, All Aboard or
Yep.
whatever. That's fun. I mean, that's then you got Espionage and,
Espionage.
all the other songs that were on the album, and like Jason said, a couple of sea shanties and but
Yep.
it all works cohesively and it all points back to God.
Every bit of it. What?
You
You want to
know.
hear some fun stuff? I'm going to tell you, go listen to Scallywags. Love that. Upside Down Kingdom. Fantastic
Yep.
song.
Yeah.
Go check it out. Personally, my favorite off from here is Scallywags. Nefarious is also great. Like, I'm looking at the list of songs here and I'm just like, good grief. Every song on here is great. Like, I can't think of one song on here. I'd be like, oh, you can skip that one. Like, I'm looking at it going, no, once you start, you
Yeah,
want to
it
go all the way through it.
Oh yeah. You can't stop.
Yeah. So
If you can, there's something wrong with you.
I mean, there's something wrong with me, so, but
Well,
I like it. That's
so
honestly all I have, because, like,
I
it's go out and buy this. Buy the
it's a
first
it's
one, go
it
buy Dark Side of the Ocean, and then buy this one and listen to them back to back, and you will enjoy them.
it's another record of the year contender for me,
For sure.
like, and probably for our year-end poll when we ask for the album of the year, it'll probably be pretty high on the rank for that too.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I mean, that's all I've got.
all I got. Go vote for these guys because right now espionage is on the top 15 vote. So go give them a vote. All right. So I just want to thank you all for tuning in. And remember that if you're gonna rock, rock for him.